This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday marked the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' initial appearance with Ed Sullivan. CBS, PBS, iTunes, Apple TV, and several other media outlets spent time celebrating Beatlemania's anniversary. For many people who watched the lads from Liverpool back in 64, the Beatles have remained, as a group and as individuals, a steady musical companion over the years. Each generation has a few artists who they can grow up with, musicians who continue to make music that matters to their fans. Beyoncé is such a figure for some. She began as part of a best-selling trio and continues to be among the most popular performers in the world. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has been there the whole way, and she says Beyoncé's surprise musical release this winter, with no advance fanfare, does nothing but reestablish the singer's connection to her fans.
For my best friend's 18th birthday, almost 14 years ago, we took a road trip to Oklahoma City to see our favorite girl group, Destiny's Child. The group was comprised of Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland, and Beyoncé Knowles, and they were just about our age. Old enough for us to look up to, yet young enough for us to relate to. The group's pop and R&B tunes were just the thing these bouncing teenage girls wanted to dance to. The group was, for us, the Janet Jackson of the 1980s and early 1990s. After the group's disbandment in 2005, Beyoncé released her second solo album, B-Day, in 2006, the album earning her 5 Grammy Awards. Though 6 years after that first concert, Beyoncé seemed to have aged right along with us. Her third full-length solo album, I Am Sasha Fierce, released in 2008, featured the anthem Single Ladies. As we had aged into our mid-20s, love scorned, with a few too many failed relationships behind us, it was just what we needed to have the confidence to strut our stuff. Later that year, rap, fashion, and business mogul Jay-Z did put a ring on it, though the marriage was not announced publicly. The power couple is known for keeping their relationship private. Further maintaining that air of secrecy, on a mid-December's Eve, just around midnight last year, Beyoncé released her 5th self-titled album directly to iTunes. The 14-track album also included 17 videos, and is what Beyoncé calls a visual album. It was released under much scrutiny, with many questioning her humility. A review in the LA Times called it a humble brag, reminding us that only she can afford to drop product into a crowded marketplace without mounting the type of elaborate promotional campaign we've seen lately from the likes of Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and Justin Timberlake. But what the album is, for me, is not a humble brag. It is an intimate showing of how the singer has aged into her womanhood, her marriage, and motherhood. Jay-Z and Beyoncé have a daughter, Blue Ivy, born in 2012. Just 2 days after the birth of their child, Jay-Z released the song Glory about the duo's struggles with pregnancy. Blue also makes an appearance in Beyoncé's track, Blue. Blue Ivy even listed as a featured artist. The sweet ballad shares Beyoncé's passion for her daughter. After a miscarriage in 2010, Blue came as a surprise. Her sultry voice has grown since the days of So Good, So Good, mimicking the vocals of one of her inspirations, the late Whitney Houston. Perhaps my favorite tune is the more upbeat and intimate Drunken Love. It is also the most popular song on iTunes and can be heard on many top 40 stations. 10 years after Jay-Z made an appearance on the track Crazy in Love, he does here as well. Drunken Love exhibits the strength of their relationship while showcasing the love the two have for one another, and when they quite literally cannot keep their hands off of one another. The last thing I remember is our beautiful Though erotic in undertone, Drunken Love does not mess with the sweet ones of songs like Blue and Angel. Pitchfork.com saying of the album, it's tempting to read Beyoncé's hard edges as an attempt to ride the success of Rihanna or Miley Cyrus's risque agendas. But to do so would be to look past the album's true provocations. Beyoncé pushes boundaries, not because it sells sex at every turn, but because it treats a power-balanced marriage as a place where sexuality thrives. It is a provocative and risque portrayal of the power couple's marriage. Together, they have a combined net worth of $850 million. In addition to her husband and daughter, pop stars Drake and Justin Timberlake, R&B swooner Frank Ocean, former bandmates Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland all make appearances on the album, with producers Pharrell and Timbaland also having a hand. Between the tracks and the videos, close to 50 people have left their mark on Beyoncé. Mine features Drake, and it takes me back to those hip-dropping days of my youth. Yet, it mixes with the sultry vocals of Beyoncé. Her lyrics saying that marriage is okay, giving confidence to a generation that has become skeptical about monogamy.
On my mind, I pass my bedtime, no rest in the kingdom. Alone in my place, my heart is away. All that I can think of is, we should get married, we should get married.
There are some lengthy songs on the album, with some topping out at over 6 minutes, almost twice the typical pop song these days. The tune Haunted, though, is almost two songs in one, beginning with Beyoncé almost rapping the lyric, 9 to 5 just to stay alive. But the latter half of the song turns sultry and futuristic. Beyoncé's fifth solo album, Beyoncé, is just that. It's Beyoncé. It is strong, powerful, secretive, yet intimate. She's come a long way since that Destiny's Child concert in Oklahoma City in 2000. Her voice and choice of music and lyric growing with her into a beautiful, confident, and successful icon, and a role model for women of all ages. She even sang during President Obama's inauguration last year, and has become what some say is a modern-day feminist. As I prepare for my best friend's wedding in June, this album takes me back to those good old days when all we were worried about was what outfit we should wear to the concert, not to be outdone by the girls on the stage. Beyoncé also prepares me for a future that is bright with children, love and intimacy, success, strength, and friends. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.